SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Justice Department has unsealed criminal charges in an Iranian plot to kill Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
It's being described as an Iranian murder-for-hire plot. A criminal complaint filed in federal court in Manhattan alleges that an unnamed official in Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact this past September to put together a plan to kill Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland said there are few actors in the world that pose as grave a threat to the national security of the United States, as does Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Southern California firefighters, they're working to contain a wildfire that so far has destroyed over 100 structures in 2 days. And they could be assisted by a forecast of the strong wind starting to ease. The mountain fire started Wednesday morning in Ventura County. It was at least 7% contained as of this morning. And firefighters in New Jersey, they're stretched even thinner as yet another wildfire burns in bone-dry conditions in that state. At least 4 wildfires burning from the Pinelands to the New York City suburbs. Condemnation of attacks on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam.
Anti-Semitic rioters actively sought out Israeli supporters to attack and assault after a soccer match, Amsterdam authorities say, as Israel sends planes to the Dutch capital to fly fans home. A statement issued by the Dutch capital's municipality, police and prosecution office say that the night after the Europa League game between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv was very turbulent, with several incidents of violence aimed at Maccabi supporters. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
The Dow gaining 388 points and the Nasdaq composite up 31. This is SRN News. A court battle over transgenderism will continue.
A federal district court has rejected the state of Connecticut's request that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by several female athletes against the State Association of Schools. At issue is boys playing against girls in school sports. The plaintiffs say the presence of males on the field and in their locker rooms and restrooms discriminates against them and puts them at physical risk. A growing number of other states are passing laws to prevent this very problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in some states are rejecting a national trend toward legalizing marijuana. In Florida, an amendment that would have legalized recreational pot was defeated on Tuesday. It would have allowed people 21 years and older to possess about 3 ounces of the drug. Voters in South Dakota also rejected a measure that would have made marijuana available for recreational purposes. This is SRN News. Mixed results on how many people watched the election night excitement on TV.
About 42 million people watched on TV election night, says the Nielsen Company, as the returns poured in the Trump-Harris battle. But that's down sharply from the almost 57 million who watched in 2020 when Donald Trump and Joe Biden duked it out. So does this mean that Americans care less and less about the election? Not necessarily. Television viewership in general has slipped over the past decade, with people cutting cable and satellite subscriptions. So it's hard to know how much this downturn reflects people turning elsewhere for news that night or simply being less interested in following the results. I'm Rita Foley.
The man who voiced America Online's famous "You've Got Mail" greeting has died at 74. Elwood Edwards died in New Bern, North Carolina. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.